settling down, I mentioned earlier, we are always busy. Why I am busy, I don't know. I am very busy. Ask anyone, they say they are busy. Ask even small ants, they are always busy walking. And right from the small ant to us also, small child asks, we are busy, we are busy. Why we are busy, we don't know. And I mentioned, we have to settle down. Experience, everyone is bound by a cord of time. To unshackle that one, meditation is a tool. When you settle down, when you go out of the shackles of the experience, you're not bound by the constraint of time, you experience the freedom within. So much of freedom within. I may be reporting to my employer or at house I'm answerable, or community I'm answerable, but when you experience the freedom here, nobody can stop me. And nobody, I experience so much of freedom within. And Sri Krishna in the 6th chapter, in the meditation chapter, he says, how to do that one? How to practice? Shanai shanai ruparamet buddhya dhriti grihitaya atma samstam manakritva na kinchidapi chintayet. Atma samstam. Atma means the highest. I am not settling anything in my life for trivial things. I want the best, the highest. My mind is set on the highest, not trivial things. I am not compromising my life for trivial things in my life. I am so ambitious, I want only the highest. Not the ordinary things, trivial things. I have had enough, I experienced that one. It is not, that is what I want. I want the highest. My goal of my life is set. I am not compromising anything apart from the highest. Atma samstam. I am established in that one. I know what I want in my life. I am not compromising anything inferior to that one. Atma samstam manakritva. Your mind is so convinced. Convinced by reading scriptures. Swadhyaya, swadhyaya. Read from the lives of the great people. Atmanakritva. Na kinchidapi chintayet. Not to get swayed by trivial thing, the opinions of other people regarding the trivial things. Na kinchidapi chintayet. And everywhere I am rushing, rushing, rushing. And it says, you have to settle down when you sit for the meditation also. My time I am giving to myself. Every day I am practicing. I am not in a hurry. This time it is for myself. Early morning, this time is for myself. I am not too anxious to check what is there on the news or what is there in the WhatsApp. I am not worried about that one. This time is mine. Atma samstam. Shanai shanai ruparamet. Little by little. Not to force yourself. Be friend to yourself. Not to uparamet. Buddhya dhriti grihitaya. Use your discrimination. And buddhi, earlier I thought that is better, but it is not giving the lasting happiness. Use your intellect. You learnt in the past what is best for you. Now, using your intellect and take your mind to the highest, not to compromise on trivial things, and set on that one. And na kinchidapi chintayet. In the meditation, no expectation. I want the goal now itself. No expectation. Slowly practice. No, not to get disheartened. Many people, they start practice, after 1 month, they practice, there is nothing in this one. and too anxious to get the result. It is not, the highest is not achieved so easily. I talked about in the yoga retreat, I talked about Swami Vivekananda and how he departed. I talked about the death, and some people commented, when he can't do that one, then what is the hope for us? And the best, it is not achieved with a time-bound effort. If my result is only to get $100,000 in my life, it is easy. The target is easy. With few years of effort, hard working, I can do. The goal of my life is so big, only the strongest will aspire for that one. Many weak people will drop off. It is not for me. The goal of my life is so big. I pray to the God, may He give me enough strength. I should not drop the ball halfway through. I am ready to commit myself, whole this life, or lives to come, but I won't drop the ball. Give me the strength. Give me the stamina. I want to achieve that one. That type of conviction. It is not for people seeking the immediate result. Quick result. The goal of my target for my life is so big, it is not easily achievable. Then it gives the motivation. If I want to get into Harvard University, if the benchmark, cutoff mark is so difficult, that those who are very keen, they enjoy that one. Many people, they drop off. If the cutoff for the Harvard or MIT is so Princeton, so easy, anyone can come and go. It is only for the cream. Only for the best, they can get in there. So is this sadhana. The highest, it is not for a trivial people with a trivial aspiration in their life. Yoga says you have to become strong and aspire for great things. Not then only that person becomes great. To become great, it is only those who aspires the great, they alone will become great. Those who are having a trivial aspirations, they never will excel in their life. Yoga sadhana makes you physically fit, mentally strong, intellectually sharp, and that you are committed to the highest. And that's yoga sadhana prepares for that one. And the left thumb and index finger together.